You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning. Thank you for calling DirecTV.
Cuomo took his daughters to a gay pride parade.
This group exists mainly in the Midwest. They're called the Vikings.
He's just a boy that's in the neighborhood. He's constantly bullying other kids.
Spread myths. Spread over the lawn.
Epic fail.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here we are, we're taking you through the looking glass and beyond where truth is our bitch. You know that our website, philhendryshow.com, is one way to get at that truth or a couple of laughs. Just go on over to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass. You're watching live streaming video and listening to live streaming audio of the show. You've got archives till the cows come home. And you've got, even if they stay out a little late, and you've got podcasts every day, and you have our email and our news feed, and you're a part of the team. You're a part of the family. philhendryshow.com for your BSP. And we have our news hour coming up next hour with Robert Leonard. And, of course, with Bud Dickman, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Margaret Gray is coming on the line with us from A Little Bird Told Me in the Dicklin Syndicate. And it's time for perhaps a little bit, perhaps more than a little bit of celebrity reporting. And celebrity reporting, by that, I mean, you know, kind of a it's a little bit of a shocker, you know, whether or not the personalities involved are our favorite people. Margaret, it's nice to see people stay married. And when Courtney Cox and David Arquette announced a separation after 11 years, it's a little tough to hear, isn't it?
Well, I was rooting for them, Phil. I don't think that I held out as much hope, perhaps, as you did. She's 46 years old. He's 39.
Oh, I didn't know that there was that much of a...
There is quite an age difference between the two of them, yes. Giving you that information may help you understand a little bit more about this story. Courtney Cox and David Arquette are an interesting match in more ways than one. Obviously, there is the personality difference. I think she shows us this not only in her work, but in her real life. She's a more sober, has her feet on the ground a little more than he does. He's a more artistic and a unpredictable soul. But again, she's almost 10 years older than him. Now, when we put that together with the fact that they've been married 11 years, Phil, I think they should be very, very happy. I think they should be very, very satisfied with themselves. And I don't think it's a time for mourning. I think it's a time for... I guess you'd call it quiet satisfaction, to know what you were able to accomplish and to very proudly tell the world about it.
Well, what you were able to accomplish, what? I mean, they were married only 11 years.
Well, the fact that they got 11 years out of a marriage of a woman who is older than a man, all right, and the latest fads and trends about cougars and so forth, notwithstanding... It is still it's still a long shot, and I think it's still very unusual to see an older woman marry a younger man and hope that it's going to last for much more than 5, 6, 7 years at the outset. To get 11 years out of it, I called up Courtney's public relations firm, and I just left a message. I said, would you give her the message from Margaret Gray, because we've spoken. Congratulations, it was a great run. And I did the same thing for David Arquette. I don't think you look at a marriage like that, with everything that it had to contend with, and say, well, isn't that sad? I think it was a remarkable run. And again, they should be very, very, very proud of themselves.
Well, look at Margaret, we're talking about a marriage that's come to an end, though. You're saying that because they were that she's that much older than him, that had got 11 years, they should be very proud, as if there was an inevitability to this, you know.
I'm sorry, an inevitability to what? An inevitability to it ending?
Yes, you're making it sound as if this was an inevitable thing. Well, of course it's going to end. The fact that they got 11 years out of it...
Well, Phil, let's look at something for just a moment. I don't know if they had any children. I think they might have had one. I don't remember. the roll of the dice, I mean, when I heard that they might have children, and again, I don't know if they went ahead and had children, but the roll of the dice, when you're a woman of her age and you decide you're going to have children, you are rolling the dice hoping that that child is healthy. You are essentially playing some kind of a roulette wheel and hoping that you have a child that won't have to live with you for the rest of your life. And I think you know what I'm talking about. So I'm telling you, Phil, that the fact they got out of this marriage without a grown son, let's say, of 20 or 21, wearing a Pooh Bear sweatshirt, you know, and going through the grocery store and, Mommy, can I get, you know, Frosted Flakes?
Are you talking about them having a developmentally disabled child?
Yes, I am.
All right, you can say that. You're talking about the age of Ms. Cox. You're talking about a lot of things that perhaps put women at risk. I understand that. But the fact is, they have a six-year-old daughter, and that child is doing very well.
Now, you know that for a fact.
I don't know it for a fact. I haven't heard of anything having to do with their daughter having any problem.
All right. Well, they rolled the dice, and they won. Now, how much longer do you want to keep pushing it? How much longer do you want to keep trying the fake? How much longer do you want to keep saying to the fake, you know what, let's try this. Let's go for another kid. Let me get to be 50, and I'll have a child. Let's see what that looks like. No. I congratulate them.
Well, you're talking about this as if they got out of this marriage before they were dumb enough to have another kid. Is that what you're talking about?
Phil, I'm talking about a lot of things. You know that I'm a part of the Luanda Society. The Luanda Counseling Center is a counseling center that helps women who have recently left marriages with younger men. It helps women see the youth inside of them, and it helps them reconnect with society in a way that they're showing a face to the world that is a beautiful and, as far as it is possible, a young face. A face that is youthful. A face that feels young. And that's what the Luanda Society is about. I can't tell you the number of girlfriends that I've had that were attracted to younger men, wanted to marry younger men, and in some cases did. And the difference between the ones that did and the difference between the ones that didn't, the ones that did aged 10, 20 years. The Luanda Society helps those women look in the mirror and not see a crone staring back at them.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Margaret Gray about the wisdom of David Arquette and Courtney Cox separating after 11 years. Did you want to talk about this Luanda Society?
No, I wanted you to know about the group of people that I'm associated with. The real point here, though, Phil, is I congratulate Courtney Cox and David Arquette for this. I really do. Because a few more years and she might have been tempted to have a child. A few more years and he's now having multiple affairs. I think when you get out early and you recognize you've gotten as much out of this as you're going to get before he makes you look really bad, I think is a smart, smart thing.
877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line with us. Now, you're saying the statistics are not on the side of marriages where the wife is older than the husband. That's correct?
That is correct. They work for a few years, then the marriages turn bitter, and they eventually end, and the cycle of ageism begins. It's very rare that you find a couple who are smart enough and savvy enough to say, let's get out of them, you know. And what I find to be disappointing is that you're probably going to get phone calls tonight, Phil, from women who are married to younger men and who are going to make the claim that their marriages are strong. And
well, what's disappointing about that? I mean, if they have marriages that are strong, you know.
Well, they're going to make that claim, and it is going to skew the perception of your audience. You may get calls all through this hour from women saying, oh, you know, I married a younger man. And our marriage is doing great. Well, the unfortunate aspect of that, Phil, is this. You could get the lines jammed with women saying that. They still wouldn't reflect 0.5% of the reality. And to that end, I would hope you would not take those phone calls and would allow me to instead to talk to women about what the reality is. Being an old woman and marrying a young man, you are begging to be left on the street like a can. And that's the part...
All right, let me interrupt you for one moment.
That's the part that worries me.
Let me interrupt you for one moment. Are you telling me I shouldn't take phone calls from women who've been married to young men? Are you telling me, please don't...
I'm telling you that I did speak with David Hall, your vice president of syndication. He assured me that you would be open to the possibility of keeping those women off of the air tonight so I can talk to women who are old and looking to marry young men and give them a little bit of the truth. That's all.
Well, I can't make that promise.
Well, again, I spoke to David Hall, who's the vice president of syndication.
Yeah, I know who you spoke to. I can't make that promise.
Again, he told me that you might see your way clear to not putting those women on the air. And I am hopeful, Phil, that you will be reasonable and keep those women off the air who are going to go on and on and on and on about their young husband.
Margaret, if you want me to keep them off the air... who are going to go on and on and on about their young husbands, you're going to have to give me a good reason to keep them off the air.
You don't know if they're telling the truth. You don't know if they're telling the truth. And they have every reason in the world to lie.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. So Courtney Cox and David Arquette, after 11 years of marriage, are splitting up. The Hollywood pair, parents to a 6-year-old daughter, Coco, have agreed to a trial separation. She's 46, he's 39. Margaret Gray says that they got 11 years out of a marriage in which she's older than him. That's pretty good. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL and Margaret Gray joining us from the Dicklin Syndicate and the Little Bird told me as we talk about David Arquette and Courtney Cox, and we're discussing with her the ending of their marriage, a marriage that lasted 11 years, a marriage that was good by all accounts, and a marriage that suddenly goes south. Because why? I don't know. We're going to get Margaret back on the line here to find out about that. 877-876-PHIL. You're saying that it goes south because it has an inevitability to it because they have a lifespan.
Absolutely. So there is a finite amount of years that a marriage is going to last that involves an old woman and a young man.
And well, when you say an old woman, she's I don't know, 46.
She's 7 years older than the man. And again, this can easily turn into abuse, Phil, when the young man gets old enough, or as the marriage goes on a couple of years, he sees her aging. And suddenly he begins to think that he has been somehow tricked or fooled into believing that she was going to retain her beauty and her sex appeal for all the years of their marriage, no matter how long it lasted. That's not going to be the case, I can assure you. So what they did, Phil, is they showed the way for a lot of married couples. They said, this is when it ends. It ends now, this far and no further. We're not going to make ourselves into a joke that goes table to table at some of our favorite restaurants. Oh, there they are. 11 years is a wonderful time span for some old woman and a young man.
Some old woman. Okay. Some old woman. You make it sound as if she is a piece of damaged goods, that she's a piece of damaged material, you know, when you say some old woman, and that David Arquette is this young, spry guy ready to move on with his life.
Well, but that's the way a lot of men wind up looking at their wives. I'm not saying that David Arquette did. I'm saying that sooner or later he was going to. Sooner or later he was going to see himself tied to some old lady. It had to end, and it had to end sooner rather than later.
877-876-PHIL. To your point, by the way, Margaret, of not taking phone calls from people who have not been involved, not taking phone calls from people who have been involved in these marriages and say they're happy, I can't accede to those demands, okay?
David Hall, who's the vice president...
I understand who Mr. Hall is, and I understand that if you want, you could have him call and redirect me, but for now, I have to take the phone calls from people to get both sides of it. 877-876-PHIL. Here's a phone call from Billy. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Billy with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am, I don't know what happened between those two people, but my wife is 9 years older than me. She turns 55 years.
Oh, my God.
And this Halloween... we'll be together 27 years.
Halloween, huh?
Halloween.
You don't see the and you don't see the joke in that.
Well, there's no joke to it. I love my wife just as much today as I did.
Well, but look when you met her on Halloween.
I had met her before.
But you married her. You married her on a Halloween, and that tells me that you knew something then.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married, Billy?
This Halloween. Well, we've been together.
He married her on Halloween. If that wasn't a very clear message to her, I don't know what is.
Well, it was her ideal. And it was her ideal. And I love my wife. She loves me. And I don't see her as an old woman. She turns 55 tomorrow.
On Halloween.
No, they got married.
You said married. She was born... Was she born on Halloween?
No, she was born October 14th, 1955.
Well, what is Halloween?
Halloween is when they got married.
There you go.
And, well, she turns 55 tomorrow.
Don't you think, Phil, that it is a little strange that a man calls in to say he's happy with the woman that he's married to, she's almost 10 years older than him, and they were married on Halloween? That's the best you can do, huh?
Well,
I think, Mr. Hendry,
that's not the best I can do. Are you trying to tell me that there's not that? You know, Margaret, if you're afraid of people calling in and saying they're happy, even though they're married to people, a young man married to a woman older than him, then what is your sweat? You know, if all I can find is a guy who married his wife on Halloween. And by the way, Billy, if I can understand that. You know, a lot of people like Halloween. It's a great holiday. Then what are you worried about?
What I'm worried for you. I'm worried that you're going to be embarrassed. The best you can do is a guy named Billy who married a woman on Halloween. Thank you and have a very pleasant good evening. I'm not really hanging up, but I thought that would be a good time.
Anyway, Billy, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I can tell you, if you think that there are a lot of stories of people going to tell you about being married, a man married to a woman older, and you don't want them on the air, and you're mocking Billy there, what are you worried about?
I'm worried, Phil, that you're going to hear guys like Billy, married 27 years to a woman that was born on Halloween, and you're going to say, isn't that romantic?
And she wasn't born on Halloween. They were married on Halloween.
Well, what difference does it make? I'm simply saying to you, and again, David G. Hall assured me that you will not take phone calls from women that are married to younger men and that are happy.
Well, I'm afraid he can't make that promise. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. But if you want, Bud, you can talk to Ms. Gray and I could have David G. Hall get on the line here. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Margaret Gray here about Courtney Cox and David Arquette and their marriage, which has they've announced separation after 11 years. And we'll see what happens. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't understand it.
Ms. Gray, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A woman, the guy called up and said he's been married for many years to a wife who is 9 years older than him, and he said that they were married on Halloween or something like that. Married on Halloween, or she was, no, her birthday is next week. They were married on Halloween. You seem to think that there's something I should have picked up there.
I don't think there's anyone listening to your program right now that didn't hear it. You call that some kind of a victory. Hi, Phil. I married my wife on Halloween, and she's 9 years older than me. That's embarrassing for anyone to think. All marriages, no matter what and no matter who, are somehow destined to be to last for a long time. Courtney Cox and David Arquette got 11 good years. God bless them. And let them get out of it in peace. All I'm trying to say.
All right. David G. Hall is jumping on the line here. I don't know where David is right now. Mr. Hall is the vice president of syndication for our radio show. Yes, David?
Yeah, Phil, I had spoken with Ms. Gray earlier in the afternoon, and I told her that I saw no reason why we should bring on your show people who've got some story about how she's older than him and they've been married for a long time and they're happy. She told me that most likely those people are lying.
And we don't know that. We just heard this other guy, right?
I heard the other guy, and I just heard this break. The guy's name is Billy. He lives in Kentucky. They were married on Halloween. Now, you're going to force me to be rude.
I don't understand.
Yes, you most certainly do understand. You're going to force me to be rude. Now, I'm saying, if Ms. Gray's research shows that women and men who marry and the woman is an old lady and the man's young, that's it. It doesn't last very long.
And I don't understand what you mean by... She said Halloween, Billy. I don't get it.
You're going to force me to be rude. Billy, Kentucky, married a woman on Halloween? Inbred. God.
Oh, come on.
Well, how many different ways do you want us to say it?
Will you come on? All I heard was a guy who's married to a woman for 25 years, happy, and that's it.
That's all he chose to hear.
That's all you chose to hear. You didn't hear Billy. You didn't hear Kentucky.
Billy in Kentucky. This is more of this kind of prejudice that I will not countenance on this show. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. We're not here to question the experts. We're here to promote their research. Give the guest the respect she deserves and the respect that I promised.
Thank you very much.
Would you dare hang up?
I'm assuming you hung up on him?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I find that ridiculously disrespectful. Billy, Kentucky, Halloween.
You know, you may find it disrespectful, Phil, but I've been a journalist for a long time. You put two and two together, it comes out four. Unless your name's Billy, and you live in Kentucky.
All right, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. On the line with us is Marianne in Indianapolis, WXNT. Go ahead, Marianne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. Get ready to hear something else, okay? I absolutely think this whole thing is almost funny because here I am, and I'm 54 years old, and my husband's 48. We're still married, and guess what? I was 24 when we got married. He was barely 19. And you can imagine probably what people said back then. Do you think it made any difference to us? We're still married 30 years later, and we have two children that are both attorneys. Well, guess what? They're not retarded. They're just doing fine, and we are too. Now, I'm not making this up, and I don't know where is she getting this thing about a woman being a few years older.
No, I want to ask you a question. First of all, you said your husband was 28. So how does that make him 19 when you married him? Number two, you said you have two children that look like Pekingese.
What?
Is that what she said?
I said I have two children that are both attorneys, lawyers. That, what, in other words, they're doing very
well. They have very good
educations.
That is not what you said. You said you have two children who are...
I did say that.
She said attorneys.
I heard her say that her children were facially deformed. And
no, she did not say that.
Oh, God.
All right, number two.
My God.
Do you hear? I can hear how hysterical you're getting.
You did not hear me correctly, lady. I said we have two children that are both attorneys. Therefore, they are not anything wrong with them. And we have been... But I'm older than my husband. Gee whiz. So... What difference does it make?
You said 54 years old. You said you're 54 and your husband's 28. How does that make it possible?
You said he's 48. 48.
Well, Marianne, I want to say something. You have shown to me tonight a level of emotional strain that older women go through with younger men. You're screaming.
I'm listening to the lady making perfect sense. She said her husband's 48. Her kids are attorneys. They're happily married.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is exactly the kind of phone call that Mr. Hall directed you not to take.
And I have told Mr. Hall that I will direct my own radio show. Thank you very much. Now, Marianne, your husband and you, how long? 20 years then it would be, right?
30 years. We've been married for 30 years. I'm
30 years.
He's 48. We've been married since I was 24.
Oh, my God. So he was a kid. So what was he, 16 when you married him? Oh, my God.
No, I was 24. I was 24. He was 19.
How old was your husband?
Now we're 54 and 48. Can you figure that one out 30 years later?
All right, I got David G. Hall. Yes, David?
Okay, Bill, this is what Ms. Gray was saying. This lady you've worked up into an emotional pitch. The lady in Indianapolis, what is her name?
Marianne.
Marianne, this is David G. Hall. Can you tell me, was your husband of legal age when you married him, correct? That's right?
Yes, well, he was almost 19. No, but there wasn't anything in the world wrong with us getting married.
Both our families were there. Why did you marry a guy like that? A guy 19 and you were 24.
What did you do like that?
We were in college together.
Oh, God.
What are you doing in college when you're 24? You're supposed to graduate at 21.
But the thing is, Phil,
ma'am, you understand that there is peer pressure. You're a 24-year-old woman. You're robbing the cradle with a 19-year-old. Friends don't look at you funny?
Are you crazy? I wasn't robbing a cradle.
Well, what did your friends... What do your friends say to you when you say I got a 19-year-old guy? What do they say?
That doesn't make any difference.
Most of my family were very, very wonderful and very loving. And they were all for us getting married, and it worked out fine.
That's not the point of the whole conversation. The point of the conversation was, and thank you very much, Marianne, for your call, is that are they happy or are they not?
You didn't hang up on it, did you?
Yes, I did.
Why did you hang up on her? I was asking her why I had that woman about ready to tell me the truth. And
she's been telling the truth. Thank you very much.
Won't you hang up?
877-87...
You've hung up on that man twice, and I don't blame him if he becomes angry with the fact that you are not giving him his due.
I give him his due. Don't worry. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray... Courtney Cox and David Arquette separate after 11 years. She's 46. He is 39. I thought they were a cute couple. I thought they were a terrific couple, too. And when they had their baby, and she seemed like she balanced him out. I think he's a terrific actor. You know?
Well, Phil, you say all those things, but what you're doing there is encouraging to the point where they stay married. And then she's an old lady. An old, old woman who can't. You know, she looks in the mirror, what does she see? An old woman. She looks at her husband, and what does she see? A guy who is bounding down the steps to a sports car. and you want to see that continue. I think it's cruel. I think it's wrong.
No, that's not what I think. I think it's a charming, I thought it was a charming relationship. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Melissa. Melissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Hey, Margaret. That is Craig, right, Margaret?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you saying it's okay that these old guys can marry a young woman, but we can't reverse the role?
Well, that's a different conversation. You can't say, oh, because an old man has a young woman, why doesn't an old lady have a young man? It's a different story. The mores are different. The social barriers are different. And so I think the reality...
What it comes down to is, the fact is what does it matter what age is? As long as they're married, they love each other, and they respect each other.
Because it becomes abusive, and I didn't bring that up with the other caller. The older a woman gets and the younger the man is, he's looking at an old lady that's dragging him down. I mean, sure, it was sexy at the beginning, but within 10 years...
Women mature a lot faster, so wouldn't it be a lot more smarter?
No, but when he looks at her...
Can keep up with her?
When he looks at her, he sees an old lady that is going to just... rain on his parade.
And it's just like a young woman's not going to look at an old man thinking, I have an old man.
You keep talking about young... I don't know. I'm not talking about that, am I? I'm talking about something else.
I think it's a fair comparison, though. You know...
Well, I don't, and I'm the one that's on as the expert. You heard what your vice president said. I'm the expert.
You're not much of an expert.
Is that right? And you are? How many old men have you taken for their money? Oh... Yeah.
Actually, I'm actually married to a younger man. Granted, he's only a few days younger. You know, but the fact is, you know...
Well, how do you feel that he looks...
If you're not happy in your marriage, you're not going to be happy, period.
If he's looking at you like you're some old crone that is slowing down the dragster of his future, watch out.
Maybe you're just jealous that you can't get a man.
No.
I happen to be married to a man 30 years, you... He's older. He's much older. If you were standing in front of me, I'd slap your face.
To be married to an older man.
It is for me, yes, because I'm better than you.
Oh, come on. Grow up.
Well, that's where this is going. That's where it's going. If you were standing in front of me, I'd slap you. I'd slap you.
No, you wouldn't slap anybody. Melissa, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to take a break here as we go into a break. Margaret Gray on the line, and a contentious discussion about older women marrying younger men and how it is a fantastic and laudatory thing that Courtney Cox and David Arquette lasted 11 years. Then they should be proud, and they should be happy, and they should be proud of themselves. Because it just don't happen, man. Older women and younger men, it does not end up good. That's Margaret Gray's point of view. I've had to hang up twice on a vice president of syndication for our program who's insisted that I not take calls from people that are happily married and with that age difference, and I've refused. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our news hour next with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I would slap her face.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You've gotten all those stories. You don't want to hear them.
Because so people love to call up, oh, we're very happy, we're very happy, we're very happy. You know, I don't know any couple in the world that goes into the world and says the following, especially the women. They don't go out into the world, and they certainly don't go out into the world and say, oh, you know, my husband and I are very unhappy. Oh, our marriage is just very this and very that. It's very dishonest, and it skews the research sample to have some of these women call and say, hi, I'm older than my husband, and we're so happy. You know what you don't see? You don't see a woman with a phone to her ear saying how happy she is with two black eyes, with a tooth knocked out. So what you've got is a woman that's on the phone with two black eyes, no front teeth, talking about how happy she is. Yeah, right.
I don't believe. I don't believe that for a minute.
Oh, you don't believe me, but you believe them.
Two black eyes, no front teeth.
That's what that woman in Indianapolis, that Marianne, whatever it was, she's calling up and talking about her husband who's 48 or 38 or whatever, and how happy they are. And what you don't see is that the front teeth are there. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Phil, I'm getting over a cold. The front teeth are there, but that one canine is missing, and two lower teeth are gone. And one eye is half closed from repeated punching. I'm just very emotional.
Oh, come on. I can't for the life of me.
It is very emotional for me.
Have you ever been the victim of this?
No, but I've known a lot of women. I've known a lot of women that I can well imagine.
87. So one eye is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about Courtney Cox and David Arquette and their marriage ending after 11 years. Here is Annette. Hi, Annette. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I've been married for 28 years to my husband, and he's 8 years younger than I am.
Oh,
He has never hit me.
God.
He has never hit me. I have all my teeth. Never hit me. We have three children that we put through college. When we go out to baseball and football games, which is every game in the fall that they play, he holds my hand. When we go down the street, he reaches out and he catches hold of my elbow. He loves me very much. He doesn't just tell me; he shows me.
Well, can I ask you, what do you mean he reaches out and catches your elbow?
Ma'am,
I don't get that.
When
Southern
men, I live in the South, and Southern men will reach out and take a woman by the arm and sort of hold on to her in a crowd or anything, in a gathering.
A young man will do that for an old lady, yes, of course.
That's not what she's saying.
No, I'm not an old lady, and Courtney Cox is not an old lady either.
Well, you said that he's studying you. He's reaching out and studying you as you're walking, correct?
You have to say that again because I'm driving.
Are you saying that your husband has to reach out and grab you by the arm to keep you from falling over?
No, he doesn't reach out and grab me by the arm. It's a show of affection. I am in better health than my husband is.
Well, your hearing isn't good, though, is it? Can you hear me?
I'm probably in better health than you are.
Hold on.
Yeah, but you can't hear me very well, is that it? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Margaret, she can hear you fine.
Go ahead.
See, that's her hearing's going. Her equilibrium's gone.
She said that her husband doesn't have to steady her. And so you've been married how many years? 20 years?
28.
To your husband, right?
28.
Well, this is all well and good. She's told me that she can't hear, that her husband steadies her, that they go to football games and he reaches out and has to grab her before she falls in the street.
My husband holds on to my hand. He holds my hand at the ball game because he loves me.
Because he loves her.
Not to keep her from falling.
No, not to keep her from falling, no.
Well, again, I think that, and how old are you? How old did you say you are, Annette?
I didn't say how old I was.
Uh-huh.
I did not say.
How long have you been married? Do you mind me asking that?
We've been married 28 years.
All right, so you're 50. Okay. And he's 8 years older than you, so he's 42.
I'm 8 years old. Whoa.
You're 50, and he's 42, and being 50, are you menopausal? Are you menopausal?
All right, don't yell. God.
She says she can't hear.
All right, listen, Annette, thank you very much, and the very best of luck to you and your husband. You have a very, very wonderful marriage. Thank you. Why are you yelling?
Because she said she couldn't hear, and you... Did you hang up on her?
Yes, I did.
Damn you.
What?
She's hitting 50, the woman's menopausal. I was going to...
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, she couldn't hear.
Well, all right, but I can hear you fine. Whether she's menopausal or not, and whether the guy's got to grab her arm because she's going to fall over in the middle of a crowd, I don't know. I haven't heard one of these people who isn't happily married to the person they're married to, and they're all women that are older than their husbands.
Well, Bill, here's a good piece of news for you. You're not married to a woman older than you, because I can't even imagine how old she'd be. Because you're going, they're all happily, they're all talking, you're talking as if you've lost nervous connection to your vocal cords.
I'm fine, and, you know, say whatever you want. Your husband's 70-something, isn't he?
That's right, but you know what? He stays in bed, so I get to do whatever I want. You telling me that's not good?
Next hour, our news hour, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You don't want to answer me, do you?
No, isn't what good?
Frank stays in bed all day. You're telling me that isn't good? Hello?
Phil Hendry.